Hello, everyone. All right, here's my obligatory disclaimer saying I have nothing to declare. Okay, so today I wanted to discuss cigarette smoking among gay, lesbian, and bisexual residents of the Inland Empire, California, within the larger context of our efforts to use peer-reviewed research as both inspiration and, when possible, a template for local data analysis, and then talk a little bit about how this data has been used at the local level. And by the way, when I say mine or our, what I mean is the Epidemiology and Program Evaluation Unit within the Riverside County Department of Public Health. So first things first, where and what is the Inland Empire? The Inland Empire is made up of Riverside and San Bernardino counties here in Southern California. Riverside County actually shares part of its border with San Diego County and is only about 60 miles from here. It would actually rank about 40th among states in land area and 27th in population. So it's a very geographically and socially diverse region of California. The Inland Empire is home to an estimated 60,000 gay, lesbian, and bisexual adults between 18 and 70 years old, about 2.5% of the adult population. And let me just take a quick moment to say why I don't have transgender persons in this analysis, and it's simply because there was no data to work with, not because I was intentionally trying to leave them out. The research team I belong to has been working for the past couple of years to convert peer-reviewed research and also white papers from the CDC and things like that into usable local information, typically published in small two-page health briefs. And I had been wanting to pull something together about the health status of sexual minorities for some time. That is something that wasn't HIV or STD related. And I had been futzing around with the sexual orientation variables in the California Health Interview Survey, or CHIS. And I knew there were some disparities around smoking rates. Then I read an article by Gruskin and colleagues published last year in the American Journal of Public Health titled titled Disparities in Smoking Between the Lesbian, Gay, and Bisexual Population and the General Population in California. Well, okay, so how nice. They actually pulled it all together for me, and really what I needed to do was use that as a template, their statewide analysis, and using the CHIS data, do an analysis at the local level, and then put it in a format that I thought would be usable, a little more user-friendly for local programs. Let me take a quick moment to comment on the CHIS, or the California Health Interview Survey, for those of you who aren't familiar with it. CHIS is a massive statewide random digit phone survey conducted every 2 years by the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research, and especially for California and then at the county level is, well, the best and often the only source of health behavior information. So out of the work of that I've already cited from Gruskin and colleagues, as well as the papers of others and our own local analysis, came this two-page health brief. And these briefs are distributed throughout our Department of Public Health. They're distributed to the local community organizations, the press, placed on our website. We really try and get the information out there. So what were the results of this? Throughout the state, smoking is considerably more prevalent among gay, lesbian, and bisexual adults than among adult heterosexuals. This trend is replicated when looking specifically at Southern California and the Inland Empire. Nearly twice as many GLB adults smoke compared to their heterosexual counterparts. And I think this is really striking, that GLB adults represent only about 3% of the population in California, but account for over 5% of all current adult smokers throughout the state. When looking specifically at smoking behavior in the Inland Empire, this disparity looks somewhat similar to the state, though I realize, you know, we need to have some caution when looking at this with the overlapping confidence intervals. Similar disparities are seen when examining lifetime smoking behavior as compared to current smokers throughout California. Significantly more GLB adults reported smoking in their lifetimes compared to heterosexuals. While only about one in out of every three heterosexual adults report smoking in their lifetimes, one out of every two adult gay, lesbian, and bisexual folks in California reported such behavior. Gays, lesbians, and bisexuals are clearly disproportionately engaging in what is a preventable risk behavior. When breaking out both the sex and orientation, we could only reliably use the statewide data. The sample sizes just get too small when breaking it down at the county level. And I should point out again that what you see here is similar to the work of Gruskin and colleagues. Examination of statewide data showed significantly higher smoking rates among gay men as compared to straight or bisexual men. There was no significant difference in smoking rates between bisexual men and straight men in California, and both lesbians and bisexual women were significantly more likely to be smokers as compared to heterosexual women. High levels of depression, anxiety, and other types of psychological distress are known risk factors for smoking. Utilizing the Kessler 6 scale as a mental health diagnostic, CHIS data indicates that GLB populations have higher prevalence of likely psychological distress than heterosexuals. Now, you know, given this and given the previous presentation, really, is anyone here surprised that sexual minorities might be smoking to alleviate some stress and anxiety? When looking at alcohol use, according to CHIS, when asked about drinking in the past month, 78% of gay and lesbian and 71% of bisexual Inland Empire residents had consumed alcohol, compared to 62% of heterosexual residents. Socializing activities within the GLB community often take place at bars and clubs where alcohol consumption and tobacco use are predominant. Alcohol and tobacco use rates are higher among GLB as compared to their heterosexual counterparts, putting them at increased risk for poor health outcomes. So really, despite evidence showing greater rates of current and lifetime smoking among gay men, lesbians, and bisexual women, reasons for this are not well understood. Two of the most commonly proposed hypotheses are greater psychological stress due to homophobia and a bar-centered culture. The CHIS data on psychological distress and alcohol consumption lend support to these hypotheses. Future research, and obviously research that's currently going on, really needs to look at the connections between stress, alcohol consumption, GLB socialization centered around neighborhood bars, and elevated smoking rates in the GLB community. And that research will help us inform cessation and prevention interventions. So I've talked a little about our efforts to bring this sort of information and peer-reviewed sort of higher-level research and bring it down to the community level. So how was this health brief, this two-page health brief, used? And really within the first couple of weeks of this being distributed, it was used by the Rainbow Pride Youth Alliance, a local GLBTQ youth organization in the Inland Empire, and they used it in a presentation to the San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors to try and garner some funding for smoking cessation groups for their organization. It's also been used in advocacy and fundraising activities by the Jeffrey Owens Community Center, which is a local Riverside gay and lesbian center, and it was posted on the National LGBT Tobacco Control Network, I think showing that there really is a need for this, a hunger for any sort of information that can be put out there. There's some concluding remarks, really. There's growing awareness of the significant health disparities faced by bisexual minorities. Program managers and policymakers at the local level depend on valid, geographically relevant GLBTQ data in order to effectively address health disparities. It is the responsibility of local health departments to find, analyze, and distribute appropriate information to meet this need and support local efforts to close the disparity gap. And what I hope I've presented is just is one model or one example of how a local health agency can do this and take research that's been done and out there and use as a template for local analysis and then be able to get that information out to the community and policymakers to have a much more immediate impact. Oh, some sources and my contact information. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Aaron. Are there any questions for him? Okay. Our next presentation is our sexual orientation and gender identity being included in substance abuse research, a survey of recent research and state treatment databases. And the authors are Anessa Santa and Brian Cochran. And Brian will be presenting the paper.